Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is about the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know much about other countries' national anthems. I think they're kind of like America the Beautiful, right? Talking about wonderful things about their country, how great it is, all this. That's fine. I'm sure those are great songs. But let's talk about the Star Spangled Banner for a minute. It doesn't give just some romantic ideas about how great the country is and how we love the country. It shares an experience that Francis Scott Key had in a poetic form that conveys emotion, and it puts you in the situation when he was watching Fort McHenry get bombed or bombarded. And it helps you feel the patriotism that he kind of didn't know he felt until that experience happened to him. The United States was new. I don't know where he was from. Was he from Baltimore? I don't know where he was from. But the point is, the United States wasn't that old as a thing. And so he didn't really know kind of what he thought about it, as far as I know the story. And he realized, I really care if that flag's there in the morning. So he kept looking, and he kept looking. Hey, are my countrymen still there in that fort? Are they still holding the fort? And he describes how you could see it through the night. And it wasn't just a flag. It's a symbol of his country that he now cares about. And all the things that it means to him, and all the things that it means to the world, and all the people who have sacrificed for it, and all the promise that it holds, that's what you should feel when you hear that song, because that's what Francis Scott Key felt. And the point of the song is to get you to feel patriotic, to get you to put you in his shoes, and to think, do I care? Is this country worth sacrificing for? Are those guys in that fort fools? Were we all fools to start this experiment in self-government? And I think he realized that they weren't fools, that there is something special about the United States that needs to be preserved. And that you should feel that every time you hear the song. Now, I'll have to admit, of late, when I do the Pledge of Allegiance or when I hear the Star Spangled Banner, I kind of have mixed feelings. And that's because of the Marxist Revolution that we're all experiencing right now. And because just the natural course of people realizing some things about our history that are bad. But I don't think that should mean that you shouldn't be patriotic. It's not quaint. It's not naive. It's not outdated. You're not a square for feeling patriotic about your country. And that goes for everybody's country. Okay, if you're in Japan, if you're in Germany, if you're in Russia, if you're in Mexico, you should feel good about your country. Those are good countries. They're not perfect. Some of them have really rough pasts, but that's not all that there is to those countries. They hold promise. They keep order. They matter to the world and to the people in those countries. And our country matters to us, and that's okay. Stop letting the Marxists tell you that you should be ashamed of your country. You should not be ashamed of it. Are there some things about our history that we should be ashamed of? Yes, but that doesn't mean you should be ashamed of the whole thing. And maybe ashamed of certain, well, I don't know. If there are some things we should be ashamed of, that happened in our name or in our country, or that was allowed to happen. But that doesn't mean our country is fundamentally I don't know what the word is, bankrupt or doesn't deserve to exist. It's great. And not that this matters. You can feel patriotic even though your country isn't the greatest in the history of the world. But this is just an added thing that you should recognize. It's not, you know, jingoistic chest thumping. It's not chauvinistic like, hey, everybody else sucks. But there needs to be a recognition that there are things that are special about the United States, and we need to not lose sight of them because they matter. And they matter for the world, and they matter for us, and they matter for human civilization. It is unique in the history of the world. And you could say that about every country, right? Every country is unique. But there are things about it that are important that no other country has ever done. Maybe they will in the future. Maybe they are starting to. Maybe at some point India will be the greatest country in the history of the world. Great. Great. And when that time comes, I will acknowledge it. But we are the first to have a continent-sized representative style government that honors the rights of its people or strives to and listens to them and reacts to their will, and that the government exists to serve them. That is our accomplishment. Not that everyone else doesn't have it, or that not that nobody else has it, but we were the first, or our ancestors were the first. So that's something to be proud of. Not to look down our noses at anyone else, but also just be proud of it. Don't say, I'm proud of it, but no, none of that. Enough of that. That's gone on long enough. We have evaluated our history and flagellated ourselves and learned about all the horrible things long enough. Now, we shouldn't forget those things, but we need to get back to feeling patriotic and having that be okay. I love this country because it's mine, and that's okay, but also because of what it stands for, what it strives to do, the things that it tries to accomplish in the world and in its own borders. It is very important that we preserve those ideals. And I am proud of what we have accomplished. And we need to focus on those things while acknowledging the problems too. But the problems don't overshadow the good. I hope you have a good 4th of July. Be proud of, you know, I don't know how many non-Americans listen to this. Be proud of your countries. But on the 4th of July, Americans, it's okay. Be proud of your country. Thank you for listening.